some of democracy. Echo our activity with the record fill the past is steeped in shame. But tomorrow, faith,
Nick Hayward there with Rollerblade. It's just coming up to 17 minutes to 11 o'clock now. Let's say hello to Matt from the Projectors. He's phoned up again during that record. He was, of course, the man who came up with Big End as a funny car part. Now, he's just bought us another couple. Hang on a second. What was the first one? That's right. The first one was Flange. Thank you. And the second... How you doing, mate? Nice one. and the second one that he brought us was Piston. So thanks for that, Matt. And apparently I now owe him £3 because that was three funny car parts. Matt, you've got 17 minutes to get down here if you can. It's Steve Nightingale Auto Services. And that's Friargate Bridge in Derby. You can give us a ring on 347-390. If you've got a BMW and you want your parts and services specialised or something, give them a ring on 347-370. They're the best to BMW parts specialist that's opposite Friargate Bridge. I don't know if there's any others in Derby, but they are certainly the best anywhere in the country. All the phones ringing again. Oh, it's all exciting now. Oh, what can I say? Yes, let's say this. If you're driving past and you've got the radio on, you've got Radio Freedom on, just before you get to Friargate Bridge, give us a beep. Beep at us. We like to hear some horn. I've still not had a bacon cob. I'm very disappointed. And I've still not had a young lady to come up to give a quid to. So if you're a young lady, come and see us. We'll give you a quid. It's that simple. What was that phone call about, Matt? Was that Matt again?
No,
all right, someone else. Do you want to say, can you say who it was? Okay, this is Matt with the phone call he's just taken.
Right, that was Joe, one of the engineers from Radio Freedom, and he came up with when you take your car in for an MOT, you have to grease its nipples.
Oh, Matt, you're going to have to come up. Oh, there's a big blue lorry gone past with Plum Centre written on it. so Matt, he's given you a run for your money. So if you can come up with something better than greasing your nipples, give us a call back. And indeed, if anyone else who's listening can come up with like the funniest car-related phrase, you'll win a quid. Give us a ring now on 347-390. I'm afraid the horn's dropped off a bit, if you'll pardon the expression. We've not had many people passing with their car horns. We had a spate of quite a few about 10 minutes ago. But if you can do it while I'm still speaking at the moment, that would be brilliant. There's a bloke on a bike, so he doesn't count. So if anyone with Radio Freedom on... Oh, how you doing? Yeah, there we go. That's cool. Right, we've had a car horn. That's good enough for me. Right, back to the music now. This is Sheer, Irish band, with a track called I Wish You Were Dead.
Things I've done and things I've said, shatter all this way, sad but it's not.
Sorry to interrupt, Shear, but I must just say thank you very much to Churchill's. Their phone number is Nottingham 958-5754. I've got a cheese and onion cob. Nice one. Cheese and onion cob. And it's even in date. I've got a Kit Kat. I've got a can of Pepsi. And for some bizarre reason, I've got a tea bag. Which is like... Thanks. Anyway, this is Shear Stick. Well, DJ Gordy, if you're listening back in the Radio Freedom studio, get ready. We're going to try and have a chat with you after this record, so be prepared for that. Radio Freedom 104.8 FM. I really have got a cheese and onion cob, as you can hear. I'm eating it. Boy, it's lovely. I think we've got a jingle coming up, so if you want to press that jingle, play that jingle now. No, it's not happening. You can't hear us back in the studio, can you?
Nobody plays a better variety of music. Nobody. While the others are talking, we keep on rocking.
Fantastic, that means we have a link through to the studio. Gordy, can you hear me?
I certainly can.
How you doing, mate?
Well, apart from the fact I've been sitting around here since 9:30 waiting to do my programme, and we want our quid for the greasing your nipples as well. Where is it?
We'll bring it in afterwards. I'll tell you what, mate, you can complain, but I went out to the Blue Note last night and drank far too much of the falling down water. Got to bed at 4:00 this morning, got a phone call from the station controller at 6:30 this morning, got woken up then, went back to sleep. About 8:00, the station controller turned up at my house, dragged me out of bed with a hangover and made me get on the radio, so you can complain.
It's a hard life in showbiz, you know, you've got to be a man to take it.
Tough of the top, mate, isn't it? It sounds like Radio Fab FM, Gordy.
Hey, groovy.
Yeah, groovy on, kids. What have you got coming up in your programme?
I've hardly got anything, because I've only got half a programme, thanks to you. So I'm going to have to play all my 33 records at 45 and cut out every other word in my very amusing links and jokes.
Gordy, you sound a bit bitter, mate. Oh, there's a Mini going past me. Oh, no, the Mini drove over our banner. Gordy, you still there?
Have you had any attractive girls come down?
No, not yet, no. It's a shame, isn't it?
No, because all the people have all come to see me.
Oh, that'll be... Well, that means I can tell my joke. But obviously, it hasn't been proved, because I was going to say, if someone turned up, that it is true that girls would do anything for a quid, but obviously it isn't. Never mind, anyway.
Well, you see, I've got something a lot better to give them than a quid.
What have you got?
I'm afraid this is family radio and I can't tell you.
That's fair enough, mate. Right, you're coming up in about 10 minutes' time, aren't you?
Unless I decide to go home in the meantime, yes.
Oh, don't... We love your dulcet, silky tones on the radio.
Ooh, baby.
Talking of greasing your nipples. Anyway, right, let's get back to the music now. What have we got queued up now, Bob? Oh, we've got Pulp and Misshapes. Cheers, Gordy.
See you later.
See you later.
Misshapes, mistakes, misfits. Raised on a diet of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you. And we don't do the things you do. But we live around here too, oh really. Misshapes, mistakes, misfits. We like to go to town, but we can't.
If the person who phoned up on 347-390 to speak to us just then would like to ring back, sorry, we were in the middle of doing that really expensive and high-tech satellite link, but ring back now, we'll answer your call. Cheers. There with Misshapes. We just had a phone call, as I said. Someone phoned us up when we were doing the satellite link, but they phoned back, and it was from Team Up Workforce, who are apparently opposite us on Briargate at the moment, and they'd like to say hello to Big Fat Dominic. So that's Team Up Workforce there. And Team Up Workforce, if you can actually see us from where you are, where are you? Oh, there you are. How you doing? There they are. They're waving at us. Pull a mooner out the window. Oh, hello. Yeah, pull a mooner out the window for us. Go on. That'd be great. It'd be great for radio. We'll get our camera out. In fact, we'll do it after this next record. We're coming up. We've got 5 minutes until the news and then Gordy. So if we can get someone to pull a mooner in that time, it'd be great. We're going to try and fit a couple more tracks in. This is Teenage Fan Club and Neil Young. Well, it just has to be said that the people at Team Up Workforce are the funniest people in Derby. They've just pulled a mooner on the radio. We have the photographic evidence of that as well. So if you want to see the evidence when we get the film developed, we'll put that up in the Rockhouse Club in Derby. And you can see I'm wondering whether it was Big Fat Dominic who did it. We're not sure, but we'll try and bring you that information before the end of the show. But yes, Team Up Workforce did pull a mooner out their window, so well done, guys. Nice one. Oh, it's all happening now in the last few minutes of the show. Matt from the Projectors has just turned up. How you doing, Matt? He wants his quid. Oh, all right, I'll give you a quid.
Give me my quid on radio.
As long as you promise not to swear in the next 5 minutes.
I'll just say car parts like piston, flange, big end, and isn't there something called a coupling? I'll leave that one up to you, listeners.
I believe that's true, but do you think he beat greased up nipples? I haven't got a quid, you know. Who's got a quid? Has anyone got a quid? Someone give this man a quid before he hits me.
How are you going to pay for the bacon sandwich that nobody's bought you?
Well, I was lying, wasn't I? I'm on radio. Like, it's all powerful.
You know what you can't, I bet what you can pick up on this microphone is the rustling of shell suit trouser bottoms as people walk in them, can't you? I actually saw... There's a bloke... I just seen a bloke wearing a pair... Have you not got a pair on, have you, mate? No. Cheers. Oh, hold on. Oh, I can't believe you, Marcus. You're a bastard. Basket weaver. You've just let a technician, an engineer, a qualified man, professional, pay me your pound that you owe me. You're a scab.
Well, let me tell you what that was about. As I said, we're at Steve Nightingale Auto Services on Friargate, and they've just brought me a quid to say that was their sponsorship for all the advertising. So that's why you got your quid. Oh my God, there's so many cars around here. It's almost like it's a BMW parts and service specialist. In fact, it is. What I'm doing broadcasting on the radio. Oh, the bloke who pulled a mooner out the window is coming over now with Andy Palmer, so we'll try and bring you an interview with him. Coming up to a minute two. Who's this? Is this the man who pulled a mooner? This is the man who pulled a mooner to the whole of Derby on radio. How you doing, mate? What's your name?
Dominic.
Dominic, so you're Big Fat Dominic?
Yeah, I am.
You're not particularly fat. Where did you get that name from?
Well, it's the spick in the office called Golden.
Oh, I see. So you all trade insults, do you? We're having our photo taken fully clothed now. did you take that photo?
Cool. It was nice, wasn't it?
Did you enjoy the experience?
Well, it was quite nice, yeah. Not too bad.
Would you consider taking it up as a career?
Well, if you paid me enough, yeah.
Well, perhaps if we come back on air in October, we will give you your own slot where you pull a mooner every day.
Yeah, and I can play some good tunes as well.
Fantastic. Thanks for that. That was great. Thank you. Right, back to work. Right, we're coming up to news time. We're going to go over to Gordy. Can Gordy hear me at the moment?
I certainly can.
How you doing, Gordy? Are you going to press the news jingle?
I had to dash over to switch the microphone on there because it was right at the side of the studio.
Sorry about that. Press the news jingle.
Stevenson. Four people mistakenly given the all-clear after AIDS tests have been told they're in fact HIV positive. The Department of Health says the patients were given wrong information because of faulty tests. John Major is vowing the Conservatives will win the general election despite huge losses in the local council elections. The Prime Minister says it's disappointing so many Tory supporters didn't bother to vote. Over 500 Conservatives have lost their seats, while Labour gained more than 430. Former Tory leadership challenger John Redwood says his colleagues will feel depressed, but it's time to look forward.
I don't think they can feel happy today because the results were not good. But what I trust will happen is that on Tuesday, when we return to Parliament, Conservative MPs will say, we can still win, but we need to show considerable more determination to do so. This is what we need to do to succeed.
5,000 jobs are to go with the merger of two top insurance companies. Sun Alliance and the Royal are teaming up to form a super insurer worth more than £5 billion. The Royal has a big centre in Liverpool, while Sun Alliance has offices at Bristol and at Horsham in Sussex. Paul Spencer, finance director at the Royal, says it's the Bristol staff who are most at risk.
Liverpool and Horsham will continue to be major centres for the merged group. We're not saying that Bristol won't, we're not saying they would. Obviously the two major centres for both companies are Liverpool and Horsham, and that's why we've made the announcement we have.
A 20-year-old asylum seeker who lost a lengthy battle to stay in Britain will be sent to Guyana rather than his native Nigeria. Adi Onibayu had claimed that it wasn't safe for him to return to Nigeria because he thought his father disappeared there last year. But Mr. Onibayu Sr. has now turned up safe and well. Michael Ogunzai of campaign group Justice Nigeria says Adi will be alone to fend for himself.
Who is going to look after Adi? Who is going to be his father? Who is going to be his mother? Who is going to be his brother? He has nobody to look after him. It's a very sad situation.
Football thug Matthew Simmons is being released from prison, even though he was jailed for 7 days only yesterday. Simmons, the victim of Eric Cantona's kung fu kick, was handed a week behind bars for attacking a prosecuting lawyer in court. But with remission, and because prisoners aren't released at the weekend, he'll walk free today. A US court has dropped assault charges against the Cheers star Woody Harrelson. He'd been accused of beating up two photographers who followed him to the wedding of fellow Cheers actor Ted Danson. Woody in turn decided to sue the paparazzi, but the case has now been closed. Michael Barrymore will celebrate his 43rd birthday tomorrow in a psychiatric hospital. The troubled star is being treated for stress and depression at a Hampshire clinic. His agent says he's expected to stay there for a few weeks. And the main story again, the Department of Health has revealed that four people given the all-clear after AIDS tests have been told in fact they are HIV positive. Retests were ordered after false results were spotted in blood samples in the UK due to faulty testing. Independent Radio News.
Radio Freedom. Our one-month licence runs out on Friday at midnight. We're applying to the radio authorities to broadcast again at the end of October. If you have enjoyed our programming, please write to us and let us know at the Rock House, Babington Lane, Derby. Your letters will help us get our next licence. Thank you once again for your support.
Yes, and now Sanity returns to the airwaves from now until 12:30 with Gordy's Morning Show. We hear that Michael Barrymore is suffering from stress and depression and that he hasn't even been working for Radio Freedom. We'll be going back to the outside broadcast on Flygate from time to time during my show just to see whether they're still there. We'll be right back. And we'll also be going over to the Derby Infirmary to see whether any ex-Tory councillors have been throwing themselves on the buses. This is a guy called Sheldon Voodoo Ray. John Dunn, apparently, even as a guy called Gerald phased out, we are going back over to Frygate, and apparently there's somebody there who's got something to say on the air. Can you hear me over there?
How you doing, Gordy?
I'm very well, thank you. I've only just got started. What's happening over there?
Oh, it's gone mad since we went up there. I've got so much to tell you. First off, I've got to tell you this. We have a young, beautiful, gorgeous lady here with me called Karen. Say hello.
Hello.
Karen has been listening to my pleas all morning and felt sorry for me, and she's brought me down a Swiss roll. So, Karen, you are the most gorgeous woman in Derby today, I must say. Thank you very much, Karen.
You're very welcome.
What did you think of that, Gordy? That's not happening at your end, is it?
I think she was got lost, actually. She was supposed to be coming up here to see me. Must have got lost and found you by accident.
No, mate. It's just animal magnetism.
Well, if all you're getting is a Swiss roll out of it, I'm not sure it's worth it.
Oh, is that? I love Swiss rolls, I do. But I tell you, I'm still waiting for a bacon cob, though. I'm going to stuff my face while I'm down here. I've got to tell you, talking of animal magnetism, you know, earlier on in the programme, if you were listening, I did tell you that there was a woman walking around here with a monkey on her head. It was a real live monkey. It's true.
It was just a hat.
No, it's true.
It was a hat.
Guys, the people that are here, was it a real live monkey? It was a real live monkey, and it was called BJ.
I want to see the video, I don't believe you.
Yeah, did we have a photo of the monkey? Yeah, we've got a photo of the monkey, so you can see the evidence. But after we went off air, this place is actually a zoo. It's supposed to be Steve Nightingale's Auto Services, telephone 347370 for all your BMW requirements. Bye, Karen, thank you very much. You're a star. Karen's off now. Yeah, well done, Karen. Oh, she's forgot her bag, but she's coming back. Thank you, Karen. She's an angel. Right, yeah, as I said, it's a bit of a zoo down here because while we went off air, a live mongoose appeared. And Matt and myself have now got brown trousers because they threw it at us. So if you don't fancy travelling to Chessington Zoo, get yourself down to Steve Nightingale Auto Services for all your zoo requirements. That's on Friargate, opposite Brock's Caligas place. And don't forget, if you're driving past BB Horns, people are still beeping their horns at us, Gordy.
So what's this mongoose after your trouser snake then?
Very good. Had to be said, didn't it?
We try our best. Well, I think you know, Steve's Auto Service is turning into a zoo. You're in the right place.
Certainly, right place in the right time on the hottest radio station in Derby.
Right, we'll come back to you in a while. Want lots more attractive women sent up here, please.
Cheers, Gordy.
Because I'm on top floor of the Rock House, which is the best place to be. Yeah, blue doors round at the side. Just a crossroads from Shopper Check. We want something a little more exciting than Swiss rolls, thank you very much. And we have a phone call, even as we speak. If you want to talk to somebody sensible, you can get us here in the studio on Derby 297171. This is Alex Rees Fading Up. Alex Reese there, and if you are thinking of having a pet, we would definitely not recommend that you have a mongoose, because they are not everyday pets. They need specialist care, and you also have to think of a better name than Rikki Tikki Tavi for them. If you are looking for a pet, we could recommend that you adopt a DJ. Yeah, because there's quite a lot going spare. We are very house trained, quite clean. You put us out at night, we're going out to work and sleep all day, so we're not all that much trouble at all. So the new Radio Freedom campaign is Adopt a DJ. DJ, we couldn't have a DJ showroom at Friargate Steve's Auto Parts, where you can go down and look at a selection of partially tame DJs, but be careful not to feed them. And we'll be going back to the zoo after this record from Shantae Savage. Say what? I was afraid. Shante Savage. This is a Radio Freedom 105.8 FM, broadcasting from the Rock House, and also Steve Autopart in Frygate. And we're going back over to the outside broadcast and see whether they've got any more Swiss Rolls, Bacon Sandwiches, or Babes on the go.
Gordy.
Hello.
Two words.
Just two?
Yes.
Which are they?
Wankel engine.
I think we're back to the fourth form of human now, aren't we?
Yes. Well, if you were listening to us earlier, we were trying to come up with the funniest car parts. That was one that we've come up with since we went off air. Particularly good one, I think. So there's that. I must also just say, before I forget, hello to Buzzard. Hello, Buzzard. In our zoo-related feature, we have a chap come down called Buzzard, and he's from the Headless Beer Company, so he's now my best mate. He supplies beer to places like the Flower Pot and stuff, and I'm going out for a drink with him, so I'm going off air now.
Well, I should think the Headless Beer Company will probably go bankrupt after you've got yourself around their product, won't they?
Probably,
they
yeah. Actually,
they will not know what's hit them.
Pardon?
They will not know what's hit them, will they?
They won't, will they? Actually, on that subject, I must say something else that I forgot to say earlier. If you've been listening, as you'll know, I did have rather a hangover this morning because I wasn't expecting to do this. And so did Bob, my engineer. Bob stayed at my house last night because we had a celebratory drink to celebrate my last show, which I thought was last night, but it wasn't, obviously. And Bob threw up on my sofa this morning, so thank you very much, Bob.
So we're not going around to your house then tonight to open the windows for 3 days before anybody goes.
I think I'll have to, sorry. Andy Palmer's just pointed out that I must say that Bob didn't look into a mirror this morning and he was walking around town with sick in his hair. And what did you think it was, Bob, actually?
Probably mushrooms and black pudding. Definitely a good mix.
So why Bob thought he was eating mushrooms and black pudding last night, heaven only knows, but obviously that's what Red Stripe does to your kids.
Yes, boys and girls, this is fantastic live radio, and I hope you're all looking forward to your lunch hour now, to hearing about all about Bob's sick. We'll be all down the canteen, won't we, eating your mushrooms. You'll be thinking, well, I'm really looking forward to these mushrooms now.
That's right, and it's just been pointed out to me that if he'd been drinking beer from the Headless Beer Company, he wouldn't have been sick.
But if any listeners are there and you're feeling a bit queasy tonight, you can just go around to Marcus's house and throw up on the floor and he won't mind.
Of course not. No, it's a tradition in my household.
Very good. That's why I never go.
I've never invited you.
You know I wouldn't come.
Well, not as such, no.
So have you got anything else exciting to tell me? How's life in the open air?
We must have something exciting. What's been happening?
I'll tell you what, I'll play.
Oh no, I'm not asking him that.
No, I'll play a couple more records and we'll come back to you, and you've got to think of something exciting.
Okay, I'll
the
try.
Second record.
I'll try.
This is the Trinity and Gonna Take Time. If you want to talk to somebody sensible, you can get us here in the studio on Derby 297171.
Somebody looking for somebody new.
This is the Trinity going to take time after this. We will be going back to the outside broadcast. So if you're listening outside broadcasters, get your radio voices on, put your tea down, and just watch what you're doing with the Swiss rolls. On a Network Records, that's the Trinity Gonna Take Time. We're going back over to the outside broadcast in Frygate because we can't remember what your phone number is. So what's your phone number over there?
It is 347 390.
347 390. Also, I want to know, you can go back to your tea now. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you, Gordy.
The latest controversy in the Caribbean, ladies and gentlemen, undoubtedly and indubitably spells books. P-O-O-T-S.
Searching in my mind is only two things I can find.
I have one desire and that's to dance until you drop.
Staring to your eyes, there's only two things I can find.
You have one desire and that's to dance until you drop.
Books, by definition, who is one who's one to lose, give anybody a chance, son? And that's the bull slop you know they're gonna use, because Boobs, he always lands and he always bends. He's got no rap, so he's got to find friends. Spends all the blue chips in a relationship, and the females take him for a lipstick play. See him coming from miles away, and for the hell of it, they make him roll the week's pay. He thinks he's got class, they think he's an ass. Behind his back, they got the last lap.
Desire and that's the dance until you drop.
The final frontier.
Spinning big and talking loud. Who is best to be down with the in crowd? Always the first to pick up the check, but still yet you don't get no respect. So zip up step, that boy's soft. Zip up step, girly girlies whip them off. Zip up step, with his arms open wide. Zip up step, girls take him for a ride.
I have one desire and that's to dance until you drop.
Sit on step, that boy's soft. Sit on step, girly girlies rip him off. Sit on step, with his arms open wide. Sit on step, girls take him for a ride.
We'll be right back. LA and now to Detroit. Boopsie is a fella the girls exploit. So sip of that, arms open wide. Sip of that, they take it for a ride. So there you have it. Without a doubt, to the east, west, north, and south. Simbo's that, arms open wide. Simbo's that, girls take it for a ride. Simbo's that, that boy saw. Simbo's that, yo, let's rip him off. Not more easy, yes, for the back. Because the satisfaction's guaranteed to cause a heart attack. They put it on a track, put it on cassette. But this death rhyme, you will never forget. You see, whatever I do, I like to do it best. The number one in the north, south, east, or west. So just dip, dive, so socialize. It's gym, teacher, medial exercise. You did the sit-up, the push-up, the jumping jack. When you finish, you was running all around on the track, but when you sniff that dust, you're running like a snail. That's when the gym teacher tell you that you're going to fail. But when report card goes, I always pass, cause I'm the best MC in a whole gym class. It's like that, y'all. It's only fresh, y'all, to the north, south, east, or west, y'all. Simbo's that, that boy's soft. Simbo's that, girly girls rip him off. Simbo's that, with his arms open wide. Simbo's that, girls take him for a ride.
Yeah, this is a Sly and Robbie from the LP Rhythm Killers, Boots, which moves imperceptibly into the next track. So we'll just fade that down. This is a Gordy's Morning Show on Radio Freedom, 105.8 FM. If you want to phone us in the studio, Derby 297171. If you want to contact the outside broadcast people, 347390, that's 01332 if you're phoning from outside Derby.
Night and day I pray that you won't stay out late. Baby, I love you so, and this is what I really know. That if you should ever leave and go away, baby, I've been working every day. All right.
was Dawn Penn in the cover of Augusta's Pablo tune, Baby I Love You So. As some of you might know, we were hoping to have an all-night party to celebrate Radio Freedom, but unfortunately we couldn't get the license. But not to fear, don't forget that the Time Tunnel is back tomorrow night. That's Saturday at the Rock House from 10 right through till late on, and we're playing music from the 60s right through to the 90s. So if you want to get down with 400 odd people playing, listening to great music, stomping the night away, and celebrate Radio Freedom, get yourself down to the Rock House tomorrow night for the Time Tunnel. Gonna have some more grooves now. This is Sound Clash. Sorry, Soundman and Dunmore do with Elizabeth Troy, and a tune from last year called The Greatest Love.
It's taken some time to finally come around, to understand your love, to know that it's the only kind. I feel so afraid to step up to your doorway. Ooh.
the sound of Simon and Don Lloyd with Elizabeth Troy and Great Love. This is a Goodies Morning Show on Radio Freedom 105.8 FM. This is the last day of Radio Freedom for now, but we hope to be back in October. If you've enjoyed the programming, then don't forget to get in touch with us. And tell us how much you've enjoyed having us. You can take her down an address to write to. It'll be on the jingle right after the news, and the news will be after this tune from Ronnie Jordan. So get your pens and paper out, kiddies. Instrumental track here, and we've got a couple of minutes before the news. We'll go back over to the outside broadcast and see what's happening over there. Come in, Marcus.
Gordy, you're a naughty boy.
Why?
Oh, there's a car starting up. You won't be able to hear me. Hang on. Oh, they're reversing. That's all right. Yeah, you're a naughty boy. Can you hear me, Gordy?
Yes. What have I? What have I been doing?
Well, you said about the end of Freedom Party. Well, that was true as much as you said. And yes, Time Tunnel is on tomorrow night. And yes, Time Tunnel is fantastic. But what's happening tonight?
I give it. What's happening tonight?
Well, tonight at the Rock House, live on stage at 10 o'clock, in the last Radio Freedom live gig, it's going to be a band called Scribble. It's free to get in before 10 o'clock. It is the party to end Radio Freedom, so we want all the listeners who've been listening to come down. We'll probably have some sort of petition there that you can sign to help us get the license, and people can bring their letters down to that gig. It's going to be a big party, so we want everyone to come down, and it's free before 10 o'clock.
Right, so that's be people going to the Rock House two nights on the trot then?
That's right, yeah, tomorrow night and tonight. But tonight's free.
Well, thank you, Marcus. Right, we hope we will see you at the Radio Freedom end of term parties. That's two parties. One tonight, with Scribble live on stage. At 10 o'clock, and tomorrow night, of course, for the Time Tunnel. We've got about 2 minutes before the news, so we'll go up to the news with more of Ronnie Jordan. This is Ronnie Jordan from the Law EP. Don't forget that if you want to write to us and tell us how much you've enjoyed Radio Freedom, get your pens and papers ready, because there will be a jingle coming up after the news with the address right to on. But time is coming up to 12 noon. This is Radio Freedom 105.8 FM. I'm going over to Independent Radio News.
It's midday. I'm Michaela Stevenson. The Department of Health revealed four people given the all-clear in HIV tests have now been told they do carry the virus. Rescreening was ordered after false results were spotted in blood samples in the UK due to faulty testing. Dr. Patrick Dixon from the AIDS charity Asset says it's tragic news for the four sufferers.
It's deeply upsetting for people to be told that they are negative and then find that they're positive. And this is going to be a very traumatic thing, especially if it turns out as a result that people that they love and care for have been inadvertently put at risk.
John Major's remaining defiant after the Tories' drubbing in the local council elections. The Prime Minister says his party will win the general election despite losing well over 500 town hall seats. Labour enjoyed the biggest gains, including the Tory heartland of Basildon in Essex. The party's general election candidate there is Angela Smith.
I think the Labour Party nationally were looking to Basildon for some kind of sign, and I think we've given them the right signs. If you look at the parliamentary constituency boundaries, which are slightly different to the Basildon council boundaries, you'll see majority in the new parliamentary constituency of over 10,000.
Football thug Matthew Simmons has walked free from prison after spending just a night behind bars. He was jailed for a week yesterday for attacking a prosecuting lawyer at Croydon Magistrates Court. Andrew Bonford reports.
Matthew Simmons was sentenced to 7 days in jail, but in the end served less than 24 hours. He was smuggled out of Highdown Prison in Surrey, past waiting reporters, hidden in the back of a prison van. After his violent attack on a prosecutor in court yesterday, he had the good fortune to be sentenced just before a bank holiday weekend, when prisoners aren't released, ensuring for him a very short stay in prison. Andrew Bomford at Highdown Prison.
Soccer stars Bruce Grobbelaar, John Fashanu and Hans Segers have denied corruption charges at a pre-trial hearing. They appeared in the dock at Winchester Crown Court where the charges were read out. The four are accused of match-fixing and have been on bail since July. 5,000 jobs are to go with the merger of two top insurance companies, Sun Alliance and The Royal. Offices in London and Bristol are set to close as a result of the move. John Bancroft from the finance union BIFU says it's totally unfair.
It's another example of merger mania without any real justification. This in a year when we have seen the Sun Alliance chief executive increase his salary by nearly 35%. Also, three other directors have increased their salary by more than 22%. We can see no real justification for the job losses at this stage.
Not all creatures, great or small, are welcome at one church in Greater Manchester. Not since a ferret took a fancy to the Reverend Stephen Gray at St Michael's near Rochdale. The valiant vicar kept on praying when the furry animal disappeared up his cassock during communion.
I told it to go away. It thought it was some sort of welcome and came towards me. Went round the cassock a few times and then put its head underneath. So I speeded up the prayers and then fled to the safety of the lay reader.
Independent Radio News.
Radio Freedom. Our one-month licence runs out on Friday at midnight. We're applying to the radio authorities to broadcast again at the end of October. If you have enjoyed our programming, please write to us and let us know at the Rock House, Babington Lane, Derby. Your letters will help us get our next licence. Thank you once again for your support.
Yeah, this is a Goodies Morning Show, now Goodies Afternoon Show, the very last Goodies Morning Show on Radio Freedom. Because even if you come back in October, I'm doing a day job. Was a Yellow Worm, Sweden's best export in a jingle. Oh yeah, after this next record we'll be going over back to the outside broadcast in Friargate at Steve's Auto Parts. If you want to phone us, you can get us in the studio 01332 297 171, or at the outside broadcast 347390. And this is the up-tempo version of the new single from Freak Power called New Direction.
a new vibration.
Listen to the new single from Freak Power here on Geordie's very early afternoon show, Radio Freedom 105.8 FM. Coming up after me at about 12:30 is Paul McCaffrey. But coming up now, with a bit of love, we're going back over to the outside broadcast at Steve's Auto Parts.
Hello.
Hello.
I've just got to say, that last news story, do you remember it?
No.
About the vicar?
I don't remember that. Were you making it up?
No, it was on the news. We heard it. Weren't you listening?
Oh, the ferret went up the cassock.
That's right, yeah. Well, we have to say the ferret was supplied by Steve Nightingale's Auto Services, who are BMW Parts and Services Specialists on Derby 347370, and they supplied the ferret because the mongoose was sick that day. So I just had to say that.
Who supplied the cassock?
My mum. Okay, have you died, Gordy?
No, I was waiting for you to tell me who supplied the cassock.
I told you, my mum.
Your mum? I thought you said bum bum, as in like, I thought you were Basil Bush there. Boom,
oh,
boom.
Right, well, I can be if you like. I'll be whatever you want to, love.
Well, I set the hounds on you.
Oh, I've also got to admit live on air that I used to go fishing.
Oh, you're so cruel.
Because I've become an object of ridicule in the last hour.
So, show is the biggest when you caught.
Apparently it's not cruel, it's just sad. What did you say then?
Show is the biggest fish you caught. Come on, let's see.
Gordy? Come on, I told you, not on air.
Come on, it wasn't that big, was it?
No.
It was like that, wasn't it?
I'm not saying what people are saying round here. I'll tell you what, Gordy, it's got very cold down here.
It's very cold up here, mate. I'll tell you, somebody's supposed to be making me coffee.
You're lucky. We haven't got any catering, because all the blinking cafes round here can be bummed to come over here.
Well, if there's anybody driving past down Fryingate and they've got a flask of something hot in their car,
or at the very least a weak lemon drink would be nice. Whatever. I've got a couple of someone's driving past with a Virgin Much More Music 12:15 AM radio, 12:15 AM classic album tracks and the best new music Virgin Radio sticker.
Oh, what's Virgin Radio?
Buzzard. It was Buzzard. You like Radio Freedom though, don't you? Yeah, that's right, because Virgin are dull, aren't they?
Yeah, we've never heard of Virgin Radio before.
No, I've never heard of them. Yeah, sorry, as I was saying before I rudely interrupted myself, I've got to plug a few places. What's the name of that place over the road where they get the bum out? What they're called? We've forgotten what they're called, but we'll plug Steve Nightingale's Auto Services again for kindly letting us stay here. Ring them on 347370, and you can also ring us on 347390. We've got to plug Buzzard and his Headless Beer Company, because Buzzard's been a bit of a star. He's been hanging around here all morning giving us useless information. We've got to plug the Projectors for just hanging around and being stupid. We've got to plug Chris of Beecher's Basement fame for climbing up on top of the rail track that is situated where we are, which is actually Fryergate Bridge. Fiddling with the aerial, because apparently we're a bit hissy up your end, so to speak.
That's because you had a hangover last night. You're always a bit hissy
right.
After a hangover.
Oh, Andy Palmer's coming back. Oh, we've got what's his name? Big Dominic or whatever his name was. I've forgotten it. Big Fat Dominic, isn't it? Is that your name? What's your name? I've forgotten it. Sorry, Gordy, you'll have to bear with us.
So anybody actually doing any work down in Freigate, or is it just like, you know, when the Beatles played on the roof of the Apple Building, yeah, everybody's just hanging out?
We're just superstars now. We're playing Shea Stadium next week, so... the Apples are playing on top of the Beatles building, apparently. Everyone's watching over the road. I've forgotten your name. Say your name again.
It's Dominic.
Dominic, that's right. Big fat Dominic from earlier on. He was the man who bared his, can I say arse? Bottom, okay. I said arse anyway. He bared his bottom live on Radio Freedom this morning. So what have you been doing since then, Dominic? Have you been signing autographs and things?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Good.
What's he been signing autographs with? I hope he's not been signing with his bottom.
Sorry, Gordy, say that again.
I hope he's not been signing autographs with his bottom.
He has been signing autographs with his bottom. Actually, running over the road from his office, he has left a kind of slime trail on the road, so we'll have to clean that up before we leave. But anyway, Dominic, you came over to plug your company because you're... Oh, sorry, I've just spat on you. I'm sorry, I'm losing... I have got a hangover, I'm sorry. Dominic, go ahead and plug yourself away.
Well, we work for Team Up Workforce in Freigate on Derby. Any companies out there that require labour, well, any kind of labour, just give us a call.
Brilliant, so where can they call you?
Derby 296688.
So that's Derby 296688. So when Labour don't get in the next election, as they probably won't again, because that's the way things go, give them a call on 296688 and you'll get a job over the road at, what was the name of the company again?
Team Up Workforce.
Team Up Workforce, and they are the funniest people in Derby officially today. So cheers, Dominic, thank you very much. Gordy, what did you think of that?
I think if anybody wants any labour, there's going to be a lot of unemployed DJs around after today as well.
There are a lot of unemployed DJs around. They're all unemployed anyway, so it makes no difference.
So, right, thank you very much. Well, we're going to back to some more music now, and we'll come back to you probably in Paul's show, Paul starts at 12:30, so get some more exciting information.
Right, we'll be greasing our nipples while that's going on.
And... I've got somebody to see this afternoon, but if I finish in time, I will come down and see you and hurl abuse at you.
Cheers.
Live instead of just doing over the air.
Fantastic.
I've completely forgotten what this record is. Hold on, it's Salt Tank and Eugene is 6 or something like that, I don't know.
This is a premium CD player lens cleaner, the high-tech invention of the century. Just insert the disc into the player and play it. It will clean the lens and make the sound clearer, giving you unexpectedly good replay and hi-fi sound effects.
Yeah, that was a fabulous CD cleaner there for you. So if you want to clean your CDs, that's the one to get. We had a phone call in there. I don't know whether you believe this or not, but it says that Marcus Carter's cat has given birth and will he go home soon? So Marcus Carter, if you've got a cat and you think it's going to give birth, go home and boil hot water and get lots of clean towels and things like that. And was told something else as well, but I can't remember what it was. Something about a mongoose again.
I dreamt that I was dreaming. I was wired 2 o'clock. I tickled by the minute hand. Tick tock, tick tick tock. I dream I'm on a train, and it is making music. I don't remember getting on. Clickety click, clickety click.
Right, what I've been told is that the mongoose that was supposed to be down at on Friday was really a furry toy in a box on a spring, and somebody opened the box, the furry toy sprang out, and Marcus ran away down the street like a girl, somebody said, which I think is fairly insulting to girls.
I'm standing in the
was Monica and their new single. This has been the last Gordy's Morning Show on Radio Freedom. Before I leave, I think we're going back over to the outside broadcast at Frygate, and Paul Johnson wants to talk to the people in the open air.
Okay, hi. Are you hearing me down there?
Hello.
Hello, Marcus. You all right, then?
I've just heard some fantastic news from my girlfriend.
Really? What's that?
My cat's just had her kittens.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's really good, that is.
We are a grandparent.
Hey, did you hear what happened to my goldfish?
No.
You know, while we was doing the outside broadcast yesterday with Rob McSherry?
Yeah.
My goldfish jumped out the tank and I wasn't there to put it back in.
Oh,
so
no.
Got back and we were talking seriously dried up goldfish.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Oh, major despondency. It's really bad news. Still got another four. It's okay, I'll go and get another one.
Well, as one life ends, another life begins.
Does it?
Yeah, well, my cat's having kittens.
I don't believe in reincarnation.
Well, your goldfish has been reincarnated as a kitten at my house. I want to go home now.
Right then. Well, I'm coming down there in a few moments with the turntables. Also, there's a bit of... Woohoo! There's a bit of hiss.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! That was not me.
Pardon?
That was not me. Anyway, thanks to Gordy for standing so much hassle today.
Yeah,
thanks
cheers,
for a brilliant
Gordy.
Programme, Gordy. Oh, right. I don't think Gordy will be back. Oh, you will come back, won't you, Gordy, if you get the licence?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks for doing programmes here on Radio Freedom. Paul McCaffrey is here. Oh, the phone's going as well. yeah.
Paul, hold it together, mate.
I'm trying to hold it together. Paul McCaffrey's here. Heard his demo tape on your programme last night, and I thought it was the business. You know, I gave it 9 out of 10, but you didn't bother
liar.
Asking me for the marks.
Is that Paul McCaffrey?
Yeah, he's here. Anyway,
let's compare impressions. Is he in the studio?
Yeah, he is.
Good afternoon, Marcus.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Right, I think we've had enough of that.
It's not bad, though, is it? It's not bad, mate.
No, that's quite good. So,
I've been practising.
Right, yes, you can tell. Right, last record. I'll hand you over to Gordy.
Thank you very much. I have to go out with the theme music, so it's back to Paul Johnson's for Fish and Chips, then, is it? And we've had a request in from Les Harrison, who wants cheering up, so Paul McCaffrey will play a record, and if you want cheering up...
Gordy?
The Tories lost over 500 seats in last night's election, so that should cheer you up.
Gordy?
What?
Oh, you can still hear me, good.
Yeah.
That last caller who phoned him, ask him why he needs cheering up if he's listening to Radio Freedom.
Okay, if you're listening, whoever you were, somebody Harrison, if you want to phone us back and tell us why you're so depressed, we'll stand the Radio Freedom Action Comedy Force around your house, and then we'll do improvised stand-up comedy in your front room. Or alternatively, you could get yourself down to the outside broadcast on Firegate, which is just a laugh in itself. Paul Johnson is on his way down to Firegate with the turntables.
Oh, hooray!
Try to calm your enthusiasm there. don't forget, listeners, I will be at the Gap Club in Burton-on-Trent tonight from 10 until 2, playing various kind of indie tunes, and back here at the Rock House tomorrow night from 10 until late with the Time Tunnel. All the best records are from the 60s to the 90s.
Gordy.
And don't forget, kiddies, football is rubbish.
Gordy, can you hear me?
What? Hello. Yes, we're back. We're still. I was supposed to be knocking off now. You know. I've got
yeah. Sorry.
Things
I just wanted to say one quick word to you. And all your broadcasting on Radio Freedom, I've really enjoyed your programmes. But as just demonstrated just then, I wish you'd stop playing Super Mario Brothers on the air when you're trying to work.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. Well, I've got to do something. I'm here with my little handheld console, pressing the buttons like mad.
Is that the best thing you can think of doing with your hands when you're DJing?
Yes, thank you very much.
I can think of better.
I have people watching me. So, well, if you do want me to see something better with my hands, come down to the Rock House.
It sounds like you are, mate.
And I'm going. I've got to go out and see somebody this afternoon, you know. So I've got to go, but I might come down to Frygate this afternoon and see you all.
Okay, see you later, mate.
Yeah, don't forget to name one of your cats after me.
I will do.
We're going over to Paul McCaffrey now, and he's kicking off with this tune from Ben Bowles 5 called On the Ground.
It's all downhill from here. You're back with Paul McCaffrey. I'll play this next one for Marcus and his girlfriend and the cat. Congratulations. I've been there myself. What a wonderful feeling it is. This one's for you from Hip Kiss, Glamour Pussy.
Miss Bang! Tail. Glamour pussy.
great. We'll play that one for Marcus, Grandpa Carter. Congratulations to you from Leeds. That was Hip Kiss and a Glamour Pussy. Now, the next one is also a request. Les Harrison, who needed cheering up, asked for this rather obscure track from New Warm Skin, and I'm afraid he's going to get it now.
Yeah.
Fantastic Boo Radley's there with Wake Up from last year sometime or other. And before that, for Mr. Les Harrison, that was Breaking Down by New Warm Skin. Supposedly to cheer him up, but I can't see that working. Anyway, let's go back over to Marcus Carter at Steve Knight Autos.
How you doing, Paul?
Not so bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I'd just like to say you're tuned to Radio Freedom's Outside Broadcast, and it's going out during your show, and you are...
Paul, indie rock type stuff McCaffrey, the deepest voice on radio.
There you go, that's our jingle for you.
You're not taking me totally seriously, are you?
No, we take you very seriously, all the time.
Right, yes.
Oh, what's up? Are you not in the mood today?
No. Yes, I am. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for indie rock type stuff and things.
Yeah, you're the man. Yes, you're fantastic.
Yeah, so don't forget, all you people listening out there can get down to Steve Knight Autos, Friargate Bridge, Derby. And see the stars of Radio Freedom, Marcus Carter and his amazing expanding cat collection. Amongst others. So what's happening down there later on?
Well, later on we've got Ian Williams, for those of you who don't speak Swahili, doing a live broadcast from 2 o'clock. We're actually going off air for an hour at 1 o'clock from the outside broadcast unit. I think that's what they call it, don't they? Then Ian Williams is starting his show at 2 o'clock, and we want as many people from Derby as possible to come down to Steve Nightingale's Auto Services on Friargate, underneath the bridge, opposite Brooks Calagas Place. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely day down there.
Sorry, Marcus.
Sorry.
Where are you again? I think I missed that.
Oh, God, I'll say it again. Steve Nightingale, Auto Services, BMW Parts and Service Specialist, Friargate Bridge, telephone Derby 347-370. If I knew the postcode, I'd give it you, but there's a generator next to it, so we pretend that's the postcode. Honda EM650. Oh, we got the postcode. Where are we? DE11DA. So there you go. That's where we are. Friargate Bridge.
Right, well, if I wasn't here right now, I'd be there right now.
I tell you what, if you wasn't there right now, you'd be here right now.
Or somewhere else.
Or indeed somewhere else.
Fantastic. But life's like that in so many ways.
Life is like that. Tell us about life, Paul.
Well, it's a bit like a chocolate chip, a box of chocolates or something.
A chocolate chip?
Yeah. No, actually, Joe's prompting me now.
Joe, tell us to stop it.
It's just as well that there's a big sheet of glass separating us, because I think we'd be taken off the air if
Fisticuffs.
We had Joe's description of life coming to you now. And it's a good job this isn't TV, because that's a rather interesting gesture he's making.
Hey, Paul, do you
want
to know what a mini sounds like?
Yes, please.
There you go.
Well, that's what the airwaves of Derby have been waiting for. Not the airwaves, the radio waves, even.
A mini live on air.
Yes. Right, shall I play another tune?
Yeah, I think you better.
Right, this one is Ivy. I hate December, don't you, mate? Right, bye-bye Marcus and everybody from Radio Freedom down at Steve Knight Autos, because we won't be going back to you now. Sorry, Steve Nightingale Autos. It's next door to Steve Knight Autos. You can't miss them.